Joining us on WRCO's morning show is Carol Grand. She is in our community and will explain to you what she is doing today. Very unique opportunity for those of us here in Richland Center. Carol is from France and is currently making a movie or a documentary about the area. So how are you doing today, Carol?
Fine, thank you.
You picked Richland Center through an AI search. Tell us a little bit about that and how that came to be.
But here in front of you, you have a dialogue I had with the AI, GPT-3. It was before ChatGPT. And I asked an AI what it would ask if it had the opportunity to ask a question to the I Ching. So maybe you can read the dialogue and hear.
If you had the opportunity to question the I Ching, what would your question be?
And That's me asking the AI.
That was your question. Okay. And what is the best approach for me to take to achieve success in my current endeavors? Okay. That was another question you asked?
No, that's the AI. So C, it's me, and GPT-3 is the AI.
Okay. Tell me more about your current endeavors. And GPT-3 said, I am developing a project that will help to improve the lives of people in my community. What do you mean? I am creating a program that will provide resources, access to education, and support for people who are struggling in my community. By community, do you mean artificial intelligence? No, I mean my local community. What is your local community? And GPT-3 says, my community is a small rural town in the Midwest of the United States. Do you have friends there? Yes, I have many friends and family in the area. Can you tell me about them? My friends and family in the area are mostly working class people who are struggling to make ends meet. They are trying their best to make a better life for themselves and their families. And so then you ask, can you give me a name? Yes, one of my friends is John. He is a single father who has been working hard to support his two children. He is trying to get an education so he can get a better job and provide a better life for his family. And then you ask, what is his job? John works in construction, but he is hoping to get a job in the engineering field. In what town does he live in? And GPT-3 said, John and his family live in a small town in Wisconsin. What is the name of the small town? John and his family live in the town of Richland Center. What is John's last name, you asked? John's last name is Smith. And then you ask, is John Smith still alive? Yes, John Smith is still alive and living in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Man, that is just mind-boggling that of all the places in the world that you you hit Richland Center on the map. How can you explain that?
That's why what I'm trying to figure out. Why Richland Center? And what is this community? And so I came here to looking for John Smith. And actually, I found a John Smith in Richland Center who fits the description of the AI, except that now he's retired, and we have been trying to write the end of the story together. And I'm also trying to meet people from this working class that the AI care about.
Fascinating that that you would stumble upon this. Have you made other movies before with other subjects?
Yeah.
Could you give us some examples?
Yeah, my last movie, Bruto, was about a human skull. He was an accessory on the set of a short movie. And I tried to find who the skull was and what was his story. So it was a quest. And yeah, that's the way I like it. Like going somewhere you don't choose, meeting people, and usually people are so generous and helpful, and it's a way to tell about their lives too. And yeah, I love that.
Coming from France then, Carol, what were your impressions? What did you expect when you came to Wisconsin?
I had no idea. I didn't know where Wisconsin was in a map before. And so what I didn't expect was that people will be so welcoming and helpful. That's amazing. Everyone I meet is just very interesting by the project and try to help me. And I'm sorry for my English.
No, you're doing well.
Thank you. And I didn't expect to meet a John Smith that exactly fits the description of the AI.
So you've been interviewing people around town. What is the focus been of some of your filming, and who have you been talking with?
I've been talking, the first people I met, it was at the Sunnyside Coffee.
Okay.
And I met Ellis Felker and his wife, the artist Valerie Mangione.
Okay.
And they were here, and Ellis just saw me and said, "Oh, first time here." And yeah, it's obvious. And I told him about the story, and he said, "Oh, I will help you with this. We have to find this John Smith." And he introduced me to Dan at the bookstore,
okay,
who actually knew a John Smith. And that's how it went.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
A domino effect then.
Yeah.
Talk to this person, then you hit a home run. What was John Smith's reaction when you first contacted him?
Oh, he looked at the sky and said, "Where is the spaceship?"
Right. I can see that, sure. So, but did he fit the profile a little bit?
Totally, and that was very amazing. He was amazed by how it was just him. It was really, he is a single father of two children. He worked in construction. Just now he's retired, but yeah.
So you're going around town. I know you went to the haunted house, the haunted warehouse.
Yeah.
That's you're kind of getting a taste of the area then, aren't you?
Yeah, and that was scary. I was scared to drop the camera.
So you're taking little bits and pieces. Is that what the movie, the final project, is going to be edited into, like, different highlights from your journey then?
Yeah, I guess. But the thing is, I'm also trying to be surprised by people I meet, and I don't have to follow an intuition. Oh. And it's a journey, so I don't have a very very I want to discover the movie by doing it, making it.
Okay. And when this movie is made, Carol, where will it be shown, or where will people see it?
I don't know yet. It will be shown at first in film festivals, and maybe on a television, but that I don't know yet. And I hope to show it here in Richland Center.
Oh, that'd be awesome to have a screening here. So you're going to make us look good, right? You don't have to stretch very far there, but so that's really cool. I'm guessing that somebody in your line of work, just to pick up and go, it's exciting, but it's also a little bit nerve-wracking too, isn't it?
Why do you mean?
I would say, well, going to a place that you've never been, going up to total strangers, isn't that a little bit intimidating, maybe?
That's what I like.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, meeting people I will have any chance to meet in my own life. That's really what it is all about.
Have you always been that type of person that's not afraid to go up to strangers and carry on a conversation?
Yeah, I really do believe I can meet everybody, and that everybody has a good story to tell. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to meet people because they are doing the same thing as me, or because they have the same way to see the world. I want to meet people that have another experience of life.
And little chapters. Everybody's got a different story to tell. So that's really cool. And some other areas you're focusing on here in the county? I know you've seen some of the things. You're here at the radio station, obviously. What are some other goals that you have here as you wrap up your movie production?
I would like to go further into this local community, working class people that the AI talked about. And I don't know yet how to do that, but I keep talking to people, and it would be lovely maybe if some people from the audience, if they hear this story, if they can react to it and say, send you maybe at the radio station their question, if they have some, or if they want to share something with me, that would be great.
Oh, okay. What we have in common here, I can tell you, is yes, we're working class people, a lot of hard people, but also a very generous, very giving. I mean, a lot of charities do well in the area. People give sometimes even beyond their means, perhaps, you know? So I think that's what makes us kind of unique here.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know if you've discovered that yet or not. Or...
Yeah. Everybody seems very involved mm-hmm. in the community. And that's very interesting for me. Maybe I will go to some places like that.
Take that a little further then. I see. So when you were growing up, is this what you wanted to do with your life? Did you want to be a filmmaker?
Yes. At first, I wanted to be a stage director. But then I've discovered there were artistical documentaries, and it blew my mind. It was amazing. It was like, oh, yes, that's what I want to do with my life.
So you can create through film.
Yeah, and go around the world. Not around the world. Usually I'm doing this in France. This is my first time. I'm doing a movie in another country. But to have this occasion to meet, yeah, people I wouldn't have had the possibility to meet in my life, that's, yeah, what I prefer.
Do you set goals then down the line, future projects? Do you always have something in mind about what you're doing next?
I try to. It's not easy all the time, but yes.
Will you let AI tell you where you're going next then, perhaps?
I don't know. Maybe I will try to find another way to find it.
Mm-hmm. AI sometimes can be a bit controversial, you know, but obviously you're finding a lot of good use out of it as well. So you possibly use it in the future then?
I don't know. I guess we are using it without knowing it. It's in our phones, computers, cars. And so, yes, I will use it in many ways. But what I was interested in is I don't want to use it as it is supposed to be used in to optimize, do you say optimize?
Mm-hmm.
As a tool, I wanted to find a way to understand it and play with it.
Embrace it then?
I'm not sure if it's embrace it. Like, I'm not a huge fan of AI, but I don't want to be scared of them neither. I think we have to understand it because I think they are going to change many things in our society and in our relationships and in the way we see reality. So that's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, let me ask you this too, with AI technology, you could make a movie, like a dramatic or a comedy movie, strictly on AI. You could bring back an actor who has long been deceased and put them in the movie. I mean, what is your feeling about that?
It's a new way of making movie, but making good movie like that, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. A lot of work behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So as far as this movie, you are it, right? You're doing all the production and, you know, post-production and all that too then.
Yeah.
Yes. Kind of a jack of all trades then in some ways. So, and then you're going to be filming the community. If people see you around, and they might see you around town, say hi, right?
Yeah, totally. I will be in the street, filming the area. So yeah, just come and talk to me, and you can ask me all the questions you need.
I'm guessing that you'll be inspired as you go around town, and might even take the movie in a different direction then, you know? That's a possibility too?
Yeah, totally. I'm totally open to surprises.
And you're going to make John Smith a star, it sounds like.
He's doing that himself.
Sure. I mean. Right, exactly. Who knew, you know? I mean, John Smith is a pretty common name, so I'm guessing that might have been part of the reason that AI directed it to him, but I don't know.
Yeah, but I've heard that John, it's a very common name, and Smith too, but John Smith, it's not that common.
Not as
because
common.
Smith people, usually they don't call their son John because it's too obvious.
Oh, okay.
So it's there were not so many John Smiths around.
Yeah, it's amazing that you found one too, you know. You talk about not only the technology, going back to the internet, you know, and the adaptation of that, it's so much easier to find people than it used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, but in fact, me, I was not looking to find someone in particular. I didn't choose the character of the story, and the AI chose it for me, and it chooses the set, the context, Richland Center, the Midwest, and now I have to build a story about that.
Ah. So what are your impressions of our town and our area so far? You've been here a few days, Carol?
It's amazingly beautiful. And welcoming, and that's every time for me it's a surprise. And people are not scared of the camera. That's amazing. They're just telling me, okay, film, and they're sharing, and yeah, that's beautiful.
If people want to get a hold of you, is it best to we can go through the radio station, obviously, but do you have a website or a Facebook page or anything?
I don't have a website, but I have a Facebook page, yes.
Okay.
It's Carol Ground, my name. And I have a picture of pigeons, birds.
Okay.
How do you call that?
Pigeons?
Yeah, the birds, gray
the birds.
Birds.
Yeah, pigeons.
With cameras.
Ah, homing pigeon. Like,
yeah.
Or carrier pigeon or whatever.
I see.
I see. So they have like a GoPro attached?
Not a GoPro because it's an old picture, very ancient camera they have.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay. That's your pic. So CaroleGrand. Look for Carol Grand. And it's been a pleasure having you in the studio today.
Thank you so much. And I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
If you could ask a question to the I Ching, what would you ask?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe something about the meaning of life? I don't know.
It's more about a choice you have to do, or you want to do, or something.
That's a good question. Will I be a movie star? You know?
Okay. Interesting.
So I'm going to be in your movie, so maybe I am, I guess, or will be, right? When the movie gets out there and you win that that Academy Award.
Yeah.
Right. Carol Grand joining us in the studio from WRCO's Morning Show.